Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We do want to talk about the top three on the torch and the highlights. We are so encouraged by the highlights and hope you are too. We're hearing all the feedback. Just yesterday we discussed how there was over 1,200 highlights.
I know. Wow. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's amazing. And they're there. They're free of charge. You can be encouraged and listen to them for yourself. But you know what? You can do something good and pass it along. You know, one word, one bit of encouragement can change someone's entire life. Wouldn't you want to be the one that send the link? You know, that send the link. So I want to encourage you to do that today. But the first one we want to talk about is zeal without knowledge equals trouble. I'm saying that again. Zeal without knowledge equals trouble. And this is a moment of wisdom. It was found in Proverbs 19:2. And we share how you can be full of zeal and haste and do what you're doing, all the while you don't have any knowledge. That's zeal, you know, and you're running around and all this type of stuff, and you can be doing something, but you don't have knowledge. And we continue to share that you can follow someone who has zeal without knowledge, and you will end up very tired, worn out, and nowhere. Or worse, in captivity. This is serious. Just as they are. You know, because you didn't find out that they didn't have a clue on what they were doing. They didn't have a clue. And you were doing it too. You were following them. It's important to seek the knowledge of God and the wisdom of God, you know, for what he's called you to do in your life. I mean, it's so important because knowledge doesn't stop zeal. But on the contrary, it causes not only, you know, for your zeal to be meaningful, but you become more fruitful, you become productive, and it becomes long-lasting. Mm-hmm. It's so important. So just a reminder, you want zeal with knowledge.
Yes, that's very important.
Otherwise, you're going to be doing a whole lot of something, you know, and you're going to be slap wore out, and you may not be doing the right thing. You just got zeal. The second one we want to talk about is turn it off and tune into God. Turn it off and tune into God. And this is a segment, a highlight that we shared about the necessity of turning off the television, the iPads, the iPods, the Androids, every other thing that causes you to be distracted, and tune in instead to God. Turn off the TV, right? Turn it off and tune into God. Because there's so many things going on today, especially in America, and what we're going to see over the next 15 months. Let me tell you something. You know, Jesus said, you're not going to live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And if we're not, you know, turning off the distractions, then we're not going to hear his voice. We're not going to hear his leading. We're not going to hear his direction. And so we want to encourage you, listen to Turn It Off and Tune Into God, because it's in the tuning into God that you're going to find the true meaning to life. And the last one we want to talk about is my life, his glory. My life, his glory. And this is where we shared, you know, that so many people today, you know, they've become dissatisfied with life, and life has become unfulfilled. And they haven't realized that they were made for the glory of God. I'm talking about believers. You know, they're dissatisfied with their jobs, their marriages, their lifestyle, their relationships, their personal economy. You know, but they fail to recognize that our chief end as a son and a daughter of God, our chief end is to glorify God. John 15:8 says this, that this is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. When we show ourselves, when God's children show ourselves to be his disciple, and we bear fruit, showing that we're the disciples and followers of God, God is glorified. And I want to encourage you today that you can begin to bear fruit in your life, and you can give God glory in a few major areas. You can give God glory in your purity, in your family, in your character, in your finances, you know, in your entrustments, in your work, in your ministry, in your abiding. You were made to glorify God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.